I'm actually looking at the last or the Bad Batch trailer right now. I looked at all the other ones.
I looked at
just got it.
Most of them.
Yeah. So. I mean, I've seen some of them already in the. Super Bowl.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about, so I don't know how to start. But let's start off with the Olympics, because I don't know if you're down. Bex may not be down. I don't know. But the Summer Olympics. Summer Olympics is going to be in August. And, you know, there's so many sports that we're going to cover. Because we're going to do a recap each day. Each day we're doing a podcast. Each day. Just an hour to recap what's going on with the Olympics.
Yep.
Let's see if we can do this.
Yeah. <It's easy.
laughs> Let's see if we can do this. Because honestly, I want to try this out. Like, each day is just an hour podcast. But we just talk about just the Olympics and what's going on. We got to watch out at least something or at least... look at or I don't know, something. Something
I know, whatever pops up at that time,
whatever pops up. And you know, there's a list of sports and stuff, and I'm gonna name them all right now. There's archery, artistic swimming, badminton, basketball 3-on-3. I don't know why they have this.
they had that for a few years, actually.
They did. How come now noticing? Yeah. What?
Yeah, there's one of those things that you'll probably end up missing. But yeah, they have that.
Okay. Beach volleyball, which I really like. Boxing, breaking, kayaking, cycling, diving, which is also a sport I like.
Diving is interesting.
I think I'm going to mispronounce this, but equestrian?
Equestrian.
Oh, equestrian. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the horse? Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Fencing, field hockey. Why? Golf, gymnastic, handball, judo, modern pathleon.
I have no idea what that is.
That's where you do a whole bunch of stuff. Like you do the running, then you do the swimming, then you do the horse, and then fencing or something. I think it's like you do all. So I have no.
Oh, okay.
Pentathlon, yeah. Rhythmic gymnastic. Those are very entertaining. Rowing. Rowing is kind of funny. Rugby. Okay. Sailing. Very expensive. Shooting. It's not America if it's no shooting. I mean, you got to get those American crowd. Skateboarding. We learned that from Japan. Soccer. Sport climbing. Wait. Sport climbing? That's something new. Huh.
Sport climbing, that's something new. And then, I guess that started, and I guess that was in the last Olympics, I believe, 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay. Surfing, swimming, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis. That was kind of wrong. track and field, trampoline. Wait. Unless, are they talking about that thing when they hop over that thing or something? Oh, wait. What?
Trampoline.
Yeah, hold on. Let me click on this real quick. Oh, let me see this a bit. Let me see. Trampoline. What do you mean trampoline? Hold on. I have to see it. Oh, it's that. I think I know what that is. I think they had it before. Either way, trampoline, triathlon, volleyball. Water polo, weightlifting, and wrestling. All those are sports we're going to cover. And, I think I said golf and gymnastic. Yeah. But, yes, all this can be all, all the sports going on. Definitely we're going to cover. And we're going to try to do this every day. Every day for as long as the Paris thing is going. I mean, we'll be here for the opening. We'll be here for the closing ceremony. We'll be in between and saying, you know, we don't know what's going on. Because mainly we're just focusing on who is getting the most medals and who's getting the most gold medal. That's exactly. All that matters.
that's the main focus.
Who is USA going wild? Is using USA? Are they doing well? And then something about the World Cup, something in 2026, which is going to be something, I don't know, new? Not new, yeah. But three. Yeah,
I think there's kind of a, I believe there's kind of like a qualifying round or something like that, wouldn't it, with the World Cup?
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah. And like America and Canada and like Mexico hosting it, something. But that's just in 2026, so that's far from now. We're talking about the Olympics right now, 2024. So out of all of these sports, which one are you looking forward to the most, Lardock?
All right, the ones I'm looking forward to the most. I guess I'll look into. Do they not have icing anymore? Or what is that called? Was it icing? Or what do they call icing? The
ice skating?
No, they're kind of rolling the thing on the ice, trying to hit the target.
Oh, curling?
Curling. Do they not have that anymore? Or?
No, that's Winter Olympics. This is Summer Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Summer Olympics. So, Summer Olympics.
Anything that deals with ice, that's winter.
I like the diving. I've always been interested in the diving and gymnastics.
All right.
I guess.
I want to see this breaking.
I'm going to look at it, but I don't. that right there is going to be, it's almost kind of like gymnastics where it's going to be scored by judges.
What music can they use? Are they going to use royalty free music, or are they going to be able to use like other people music? Like what if someone wants to use some like music and they're like, well, you gotta pay my fee, and the Olympics like, nah.
Well, I think they let, because gymnastics always use music for like the dance floor or whatever. Like,
oh yeah, that's floor. Right.
So they always use other people's music.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
I guess sport climbing, because I don't remember seeing that. And it said it's been around since 2020, but I don't remember sport climbing. So I guess I'll look into that. And I guess surfing is new. I didn't know that was.
Now they had surfing. Yeah, it is new stuff, but you gotta make sure they have a wave. Like if the wave is like dead, the surf ain't gonna. They won't be like no competition. They'll try to get like little itty bitty points.
Yeah, because surfing is like it actually debuted in 2020 for the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
So and volleyball, always like volleyball. I mean, just the other sports that, you know, that I haven't really seen, you know, rowing, I guess, you know, just pretty much, I'm not necessarily excited about any of the sports. I'm just, like looking at the chase for the most medals, gold medals.
Yeah, like we're just excited just the Olympics. We're not actually for all the sport or stuff like that. I mean, my thing is only for the beach volleyball, and it's just the male beach volleyball because they actually be hitting and like stuff like that. So that would be interesting for the beach volleyball and stuff like that. But other than that, let's go right in. Let's dive into some, well, you know what? What do you want to do? Do you want to talk about movies or do you want to talk about the Super Bowl?
We can start off with the Super Bowl.
All right. Movies later. Well, I don't know what to say to you, Blurdock, but I think the 49ers caught a cold case of the Cowboys. 3 years.
They kind of shoot themselves in the foot on this one.
I mean, they went overtime. They did.
Yeah.
Well, they could.
Yeah, they went overtime, but
You just can't stop Patrick Mahomes.
You can't give him that many opportunities like that.
Yeah. Oh man, that thing was like going back and forth. Once I saw the 49ers in the lead, I was like, oh, they lost. You don't get the most points in the first half. Yeah. You don't do that. Cause there's always that thing, like, you know how it used to be like, and they had a comeback. It's so weird. Oh, blah, 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 right? But now it's like, it's kind of normal now for a comeback. So,
yeah. especially for the Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs is definitely a normal for a comeback. But
yeah. But, man, I mean, it was all, man, like Travis Kelce was getting mad at the coach. Was like, ah! I was like, what's going on? Why are you yelling at the coach? 49ers, Brock Purdy was doing his best, and it's just, man. And like, who's the person that, because you watched the whole Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I missed the first half, but like pretty much after, you know, Usher took off his shirt, I was like, oh, well, that's crazy to just start watching Super Bowl stuff. It's right there because I had church. Well, I didn't have church, but I saw a church online and then I had to help out with a few things. But yeah, when I came back to watch the Super Bowl, I found out like a little bit later, like after like the next day, about one of the guys who was just getting on the field and he just pulled something. Like just, he was just running and then all of a sudden his leg gave out.
Oh, wow.
A
football player or
player, 49er,
Debo Samuel.
That, oh, man, I was like, what happened for him just to just run or walk on the field and then all of a sudden just leg out?
Oh no, him. Debo Samuel did pull some of the hamstring. It was a linebacker for the 49ers. What he tore his Achilles.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was getting a little too overhyped in the game, which is good, but you know how I was sitting there thinking like, yo, you might want to kind of turn your energy down. I was sitting there thinking, turn your energy down. You're probably gonna jump around too much, get hurt, maybe tweak your knee or something. But you know, just that he, you know, unfortunately tried to take off onto the field and slipped and, you know, towards Achilles.
Man, that's something.
Yeah, and that was a big blow for the 49ers, their defense.
Yeah, because I think they would have, I'm pretty sure the 49ers would have won, but it was really just like once they just lost, it was like, well, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, I won the fantasy football for our thing in first place, and three of my players were Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, it was just in and out. So, I mean, just looking at the statistics and how I'm winning, I'm going to lean on the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's that Super Bowl. I mean, it was a whole thing. It was going back and forth. I think what someone said, Taylor Swift had more screen time than the game.
Sure, she did. She had a lot of screen time.
And, then Ice Spice is there. I was like, what are you doing? Why?
I'm like, yo, what is this doing?
What's your Cheeto hair doing at the game?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, then Taylor Swift was there. Then out of the most random people, Ice Spice was there. Don't know why she was there. It was super random. And she looked confused the whole game. And it's like, why are you even there? I mean, we know why she's there. You know, get to get her little spotlight on there that everybody sees. But, like, why? Yeah, it was just, she was the most confused person there. She kept asking. It looked like she kept asking people what's going on.
Yeah, what does that mean or something? And it was like, you know, I think they should get this one girl, because I saw it on Instagram with their story where this girl, it was some female rapper, don't know what her name is, but she explained football for females.
Yes.
And she's, I don't know if you ever saw, have you saw that?
No, I haven't.
So how she explained it, and I'm pretty sure this is all females will understand this game. I'm pretty sure because she nailed it. Because even I understood it. She was like,
"Yeah,
just put the football as a woman, and then you have two teams, which is pretty much guy number one and guy number two, and they're both battling each other, trying to see who will get that touchdown, which is, you know, and stuff."
Yeah.
And so I was like,
wow.
I was, and it's like each yard, or you try to, you know, and you mess up, but you're trying to, you know, whatever. It's so you do, you're playing your cards right. You know, the further you get, or further you get with, or whatever, through yards and stuff. And I was like, I think she's onto something. I mean, and I was like, and then the comments got kind of crazy because they were like, well, what does it mean when she they have a penalty, or when the guys have a penalty or whatever? And they were going way deep into it, and they started to develop something. I said, look, she just explained it that way. And that's the best way for, you know, a woman to understand football is who's going to. So if Ice Spice saw that, I'm pretty sure she'd be like, oh, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I understand now.
Yeah, but that was just so random. And then when they won, when the Chief won, she felt so still confused, but like, okay, let's celebrate.
Yeah. took her a minute to realize, okay, it's over. And I guess 49ers are a little confused themselves too, because I actually didn't know that the rules did change.
Oh, yeah. It did. It's their new rules. Because the NFL, they did new rules and stuff. Because ever since, remember when touchdown used to be like 7 points, and then when you kick a field goal, it was like 3 points, right? Or
Well, it's 6 points, and then you kick a field goal. If you score an over, it used to be you score in overtime. Yeah. Whoever's scoring overtime, the game is over. But then they changed it for the regular season that whoever scores the touchdown first wins the game. If a team kicks the field goal, the other team has a chance to kick a field goal or score a touchdown. But in the Super Bowl or playoffs, apparently,
you have some different rules, but
It was both teams still have an option to score a touchdown, even if the team scores a touchdown. It's not over. Like, you still have the other team still has a chance to score a touchdown, even if the 49ers had scored a touchdown instead of that field goal.
Uh-huh.
So that was a whole thing of what happened. I didn't know that part of the rule had changed.
Yeah.
That's on the coach and the 49ers to know, try to get an update on that rule. Okay, is there anything different in the Super Bowl?
But they
know the rules, everything.
Yeah, they changed up a whole thing. But before they did the whole rule change, like back in, let's just, for example, 2010. Wasn't it when you get a touchdown, it was 7 points, right?
Yeah, it was 6 points.
Oh.
Then you kick a field goal and it's seven. Or you do a 2-point conversion. So that's all we say the same.
Oh, before this whole NFL rule change. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I always thought when someone makes a touchdown, it's like just 7 points already. And then like when you make a field goal, it's like 3 points. Oh, wow.
No, if kicking a field goal, if you don't score a touchdown, it is 3 points. So anytime that you kick a field goal and you don't score a touchdown, it's 3 points. If you score a touchdown, it's automatic 6 points. Oh. Then you have the option of kicking a field goal or do a 2-point conversion. And that's 1 or 2 points.
Okay. Okay, got it. Well, it was all new point. They were like, we're going to the new rules. And I'm like, new rules? I don't know what's going on now. It's OT. It's just OT.
Yeah, I thought it was just the rule that they already changed it to for if a team scores a touchdown, first team to score a touchdown wins in overtime. But no, it was basically both teams get a chance to score touchdowns.
What do you think? Is it good or bad? What do you think?
The game started off bad. It was slow. It was boring because nobody was scoring. And it was just slowing down. Then the 49ers picked it up. But then, obviously, made some very questionable plays. And, I mean, they kind of shot themselves in the foot by having those many penalties that they had. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gave the Chiefs time to, you know, more opportunities to score. And, you know, the game ended great. So I liked how it ended because I was bored in the first half. Then the second half took off. So I think we have to give a big thanks to Usher. For getting them hyped up.
I was like, this ain't an Usher concert unless I hear Lil Jon. And then Lil Jon was in the crowd. And I was like, all right, this is good. This concert was good. I enjoyed it. But the whole Alicia Keys, Instagram went wild on that one.
Yes, I was waiting for Instagram to go wild on that one because the first thing I thought was
wild.
Swizz Beatz is going to be waiting for him in the tunnel.
They were like, you know, this is what they mean by their work wife and work husband.
Come on. Wow. Yeah, it was like the thing that got me, it wasn't, because I know they got a close relationship and that's just how he is when he grabs women around. I noticed the one thing that he did, he actually had his hand slide down a little bit too close to the top of her backside. And I was just like, yo, you kind of touching the area there. It's supposed to be in the middle of the back, but you kind of went way low.
Oh, man.
And I was like, wow. Okay.
The memes went out just insane, man. And stuff. It just, it was just, man. But it can never beat the all-time record of the meme of the Will Smith slap.
Oh, yeah.
That one was...
That slap, man. I mean, somebody created a... What is that? Street Fighter?
Pokemon. Oh, my God. And everything. Dude, but that the thing is, like, I have to say... For the Alicia Keys and Usher, it's just pictures. That whole Will Smith and Chris Rock, they made videos out of it, and it was coming out fast.
Yes, it was.
And beats and stuff. It was just stuff. I think that was like the one day when America was actually just cranking out something. Uh-huh. It was just so many things popping up and the whole video game and stuff, and I was like, this is insane.
Yes. And that went on for a while too. That was the only thing I was seeing up on my feed. Everything about the Will Smith slap.
Yeah.
That was wow.
But yeah, the Alicia Keys and Usher that was funny. It was all Swizz Beatz and stuff, and then reaction and everything. Swizz Beatz was like, I think it was a good performance. And I was like, all right.
Oh, man.
You know, Alicia Keys and Usher has a song called My Boo.
Yes.
So, unless Swizz Beatz developed that song, but I don't know if he produced that song. I don't know. He produced that song.
I don't know. I don't know if he produced it or not. I don't know.
Nah. But overall, Super Bowl is over. Mm-hmm. I mean, now is until next season, unless you count the draft. But does anyone really count the draft unless they're going to try to get their own Brock Purdy?
Yeah, now that's what everybody's going to be looking at now.
Yeah. Seeing,
you know, other than I think there's about maybe three quarterbacks right now that people are high on. But then after that, it's like, we'll take our chances and really – do a deep dive and see if we can find our next Brock Purdy.
Yeah. It's just, man, 49ers, they had a solid team. Like, I thought they were really going to do it. But just all of a sudden, they just went downhill. I mean, just messed up. But I was like, it's like 3 years or something. And it's someone put the memes of the 49ers, they put the Kaepernick curse.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what is y'all doing?
Wow, the Kaepernick curse.
Oh man. Yeah, they put that and I was like, y'all need to stop with this. But other than that, I mean, next year, do you think the Chiefs are gonna make it to the Super Bowl next year? Get their fourth wing?
I mean, if they end up, it depends on what the free agency look like and who they pick up, because there's probably gonna be some people that are definitely gonna wanna go to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So let's see. I mean, they're still a favorite, I believe. And now that they're asking questions about the 49ers, if they're going to keep their guys, I think they may have the guys for at least one more year, but we don't know what their I think some of their contracts are coming up pretty soon.
So
get big money.
I think next year. I mean, I support. Hopefully, 49ers can get the win next year. At the next year Super Bowl, they can go for it. Not this year. I'm glad because, to be honest, surprisingly, this Super Bowl was to determine if I was gonna work on Monday or just not work.
Really?
Yeah, because it was an activation or something. A department needs to use conference room and stuff, and so if the 49er won, then they'll have to come in and set up a camp and do the activation, which is pretty much, you know, make sure everyone's safe for the parade and stuff. Planning and stuff, everything. What street closure is gonna close and stuff like that and stuff. But since it didn't happen, they didn't come in, so I was able to relax and just have a nice, smooth day. Pretty much work.
So
you kind of see on my side where I'm like, you know, cool for 49ers, but that means I gotta work a lot more now if they win. So I mean, so that's how I was on the fence for the team.
Yeah,
so, it was really. I have to say, I'm glad I'm not a Raiders fan, but I really felt bad for the Raiders because they really had like two rival teams playing on their
field. Yep, the only one that was happy was the owner, Mark Davis, making money.
Let's not talk about Mark Davis. I can't. Oh man, that's just terrible.
Then I heard about the tickets. How much people paid for the tickets?
Man. Oh, the tickets were outlandish.
Wow.
The tickets, it was like,
somebody paid $8,000 for the ticket.
$8,000.
Yeah, and there was a guy who was a 49ers fan, and it was his birthday present. His dad got him. He said he didn't have to pay for it, but his dad got it for him for $9,000 a piece. And I was like, well, it looked like that money went to waste.
$9,000
a piece.
$18,000.
Yes.
You can buy a new vehicle with, you can put a down payment and pay that vehicle off in, a couple of months or something?
Yeah, a couple of months, you know, within that first year.
Yeah, definitely within that first year.
Man.
Oh, man. I mean.
Yeah, somebody paid $13,000 for a ticket. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, the tickets were insane. It's like, you know, the thing is, you should, what is a reasonable price for a ticket? And this is kind of like last minute, like the day before the Super Bowl. What do you think is a reasonable ticket price?
Reasonable or just a ticket price before the Super Bowl?
Just reasonable. Like, what would you price it? Like, what the price should have been? Like, you know, it shouldn't have been like $8,000 or $9,000. What do you think the price should have been?
If I had to say reasonable, I would probably say an average of 500.
Got it. I was about to say around 800. I mean, if you're gonna spend a camera on the day, I guess so.
Probably.
Yeah, but
something like that. Okay, cool. Yeah. 8,000, 13,000.
Nah, this is at one point.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm not. Unless you're a rich person.
Yes. And
you just, you know, unless you, you know, begs. If you're a millionaire, you know, you can.
yeah, you're a millionaire. You got it.
Yeah, but they were just, that was just crazy. Yeah.
But and it was in Vegas. Oh, you know, I want to know how much money they made just off of tickets alone in the Super Bowl.
It's probably, man, a lot.
Millions of dollars, yeah. Probably hundreds of millions.
And then, you know, next year, WrestleMania, I think it's going to be at the stadium. I think, to be honest, wrestling. I mean, do you want to talk about wrestling real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, you probably don't know what's most going on, but it's still, you know, it's right now Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, but now The Rock joined the Bloodline, and I'm like,
oh man. That's a waste of time, man. That is just a waste of time. That is a very short-lived story.
Yeah. Man. And it brought back the heel Rock. I don't know if you saw the segment. Did you see the segment?
No, I didn't see the segment. Just the fact that you said he joined the Bloodline. I'm like, just come on, man. It's not going to last long. He's a movie star.
He put his hand up, and he did the one, and they all did the one. And I said, wait a minute. I've seen this before. Is this a Nation of Domination?
Oh,
they try to do the Samoan version of Nation. So you can say he's been in a black faction and a Samoan faction.
Oh, wow. That's part of the reason why I can't get back into wrestling, because of those type of storylines. Just like,
it's so stupid. Nation of Domination. I call them the Nation of Samoan Nation. Nation of Samoan Nation. Dun, dun.
Wow.
I was like, oh man, I don't know. I mean, now, you know, now I'm just going to be like, you know what? The Rock is Samoan. We don't, but I mean, I don't know about you, Blurdog, but I don't. He's out of the cookout.
Yeah.
You know what? He's been invited to the cookout so many times, but he's been going to luau's. So
exactly.
He's not invited to the cookout no more.
Man, you keep going from grilling chicken to grilling pork. Just keep going back and forth, man.
He's done. I'm not gonna. He's Samoan now. He's full on Samoan. The Samoans can take him. You go on, man. I'm not gonna go and be like, well, you know, technically he is half black and stuff like that. And then, you know what? I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm just gonna look it. I mean, you did take your father's name and just drop the Y, but I'm done with The Rock. I can't. And anything else? I don't know. I don't know. The wrestling is just, it's falling apart. It's just something's just not clicking. So, yeah. So that's a little update for WWE. But let's get with these movies. Let's start off with one. Well, these movies are shows. So let's go from backwards, because, you know, you save the best for last. Bad Batch.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been watching the Star?
No, I haven't. I haven't even watched the Clone Wars yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Bad Batch season 3 is coming out soon. It's the final season. It's interesting. And you just kind of pretty much finding out about, will these clones be captured and put to rest? Because this is after Order 66.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty much this whole cartoon. So that sums it up. Now, let's go on to the next one. Knuckles.
We didn't ask for this, man. I did not ask for this.
I thought it was a Sonic 3. I was like, oh, yeah, Knuckles, dude.
I'm like, yeah, and it's so comical. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not doing this at all.
I'm like, how did Knuckles get his own series out of nowhere?
And it's like, is that black chick in the movies?
I think so.
Yeah, but the guy is not in the movie.
So yeah, well, you know, he's a movie. He's probably in Deadpool. We'll get to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Maybe Deadpool has something to do with this.
Yeah, definitely. But why Knuckles of his own TV show? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Because I know he's a popular character, or was a popular character in the Sonic world when he first came out. But this is like 20, 30 years too late now. Give him, you know, at least, I don't know why they really did this, and how they did it made it very, very comical. I just really didn't like it.
Yeah, like, what shouldn't it be like, because I never played the Sonic game. I mean, no, I have. I played Sonic game.
Yeah.
My thing was this. I was like, isn't there supposed to be something where it's the Sonic game, and then when Tails is introduced, like after that, isn't there like Sonic 3 game where it's like Sonic and like, or with Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles to play?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you get to play all three characters, yeah.
Yeah, was that the third one, or was that the second
one? I believe that was the third one.
Okay, it should have been that, just Sonic 3, the movie. Just don't do a series, just focus on a movie, and just do Sonic 3, where it has, because wasn't Knuckles I didn't see 2, but was in 2, Knuckles was introduced, right?
Yeah, he was introduced in
2. But he was a bad guy, right? Yeah, he was a bad guy, yeah.
Yes, he was the bad guy.
So have them all as a teammate in 3, and just, you know, they're all working together, right?
Exactly.
And then you go with the next game with Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Just go through the video game thing. Just go through the whole thing, and then go to Sonic Adventure, and you get the whole people. And then you go to Sonic 2 or something, and then you go to Sonic 2 Advance. You get Shadow and stuff. You just go through the whole.
Yeah, a whole universe. Yeah, now they're trying to do what Marvel does. They're trying to get a couple movies, TV show movies, and just like, yo, it's not working out for Marvel. Don't do it.
Yeah, they had a thing, but then they just messed it up with this. Yeah. So it's like, all right, are you losing me now? You know what? I don't even know if I want to watch this now.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
But it's there, so I'll give the first. I mean, I haven't even gave Echo the first episode a try, and I heard Deadpool was in there.
I watched Deadpool. Deadpool wasn't in Echo.
I mean, not Deadpool. Daredevil.
Yeah, he popped in for a little bit, just on the first episode. That's it. I watched it. Started off good. First two episodes were very good. Then it went downhill.
Oh, you watched all the episodes? Like,
oh my god, man! Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. It started off very good. First episode, action packed. If you've seen Hawkeye, then it pretty much follows after that.
Okay.
And she finds out that, you know, Kingpin killed her dad. Yes, she finds out Kingpin kills her dad, so she practically get revenge and ends up thinking that she killed Kingpin, but she goes, then after that, she goes back to her town. She pretty much tried to destroy all of Kingpin's empire and try to become a Kingpin herself. And one of the empires is in her hometown. And she goes to her hometown trying to destroy it, and then come to find out Wilson Fisk, a.k.a. Kingpin, is alive. And he tries to come back and convince her, like, yo, you had every right to try to kill me, I understand, but I still want you to be, you know, the queen. I still want you with me. But she was like, basically she said, you know, she thought about it, but then she was like, nah, not happening. So he ended up bringing a whole army to her town, and, you know, wasn't a lot of action. And then the ending was I guess she ended up like gaining her powers through her native tribe. And she
the alien people in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Because once I saw that and they turned into Native Americans, I was like, I'm done.
I was like, all right, cool, because I get it, because she is Native American, the character is Native American, and you know, that's how they're gonna do it. Okay, I can work with that. But then it was really pointless, because she didn't really use her powers, really. Wow. And it was like she used it for a little bit, and then she like kind of grabbed.
Wait, Kingpin. She has powers?
Yeah, she has powers. Echo has powers, but they didn't really showcase it on the show. Because in the comic book, she does have powers. I can't remember what her
powers were. Oh, because she took the Phoenix powers?
I think so, something like that. Yeah,
okay, I know.
But she ended up, grabbing Kingpin and like pretty much took him back to his childhood, and he fell to his knees. She left him alive, and then
of course for Spider-Man,
that was it. It was done. It was done. That was fine. He went back to his hometown, and he went back to his New York. He went back to New York, and now you're going to become the mayor or whatever. And I was just like, yo, this is. I'm like, this is bad.
Wait, no, they're going through the storyline when Frisk became mayor. I think I got those comic books before I gave my comic books away, but I remember getting it and did not read none of them. I just bought them but did not read them.
Yeah.
No. let's get away from this. A Quiet Place, there's another Quiet Place, day two or something. So I never saw A Quiet Place, so I still need to watch it.
Both of them are actually really good.
Okay.
Both Quiet Place movies are really, really good. Right.
Are you excited for this?
Yes, I am, because John Krasinski has not did me wrong yet. He has not steered me wrong yet with his first two movies.
Okay, that's good.
I'm interested in it.
All right. Next one, Twisters. Are you ready for Twister to remake?
Is it a remake or is it a sequel? Because there's Twisters.
Twisters. Oh, there's more than one.
More than one. They have twin Twisters now.
Twin Twisters.
Yeah, twins. I already know that's going to be a dud.
Someone made a meme or something or said, like, if I don't see a flying cow, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm just done. And I'm like, come on, guys. Y'all got to stop. These comments are just.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, they're probably not going to do it because they're going to be worried about PETA. Even if it's animated cow, they're going to be worried about PETA.
I'm starting to feel concerned for these comments or people who comment stuff, because sometimes either it's the same thing what I'm thinking or it's better, and I'm like, I'm kind of concerned. I think the generation is my generation coming up now. I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah,
I feel like things are not going to get done, but going to work out fine. Like, because that's how high school went. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't care how we were doing it. But somehow we graduated. So that's how I feel. Like, it's just, So, all right. Well, are you excited? Are you looking forward to Twister?
Not really. I'll wait for it to come out.
You know what?
I'm not going to go to the theaters and watch it. I'll just wait to see if it comes out.
This is what I want. I want this to happen because you know how they were like finding any properties to make movies out of and stuff. Mm-hmm. What happened to like board games property, like Monopoly or Uno? I mean, you can make a movie out of Uno. I think there's one.
You can, because they made a movie out of Clue.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a movie out of Sorry. You can make a movie out of, you know, Connect Four. I mean, let's get with the board games.
Monopoly. Exactly.
Monopoly. You can do that.
Monopoly, you could definitely do that. You could definitely do it. Like, it's a rich person thing. And he's play a game and stuff like that. Up, you go to jail, and then put them like actually in jail. So
So the Dungeon and Dragons movie may end up giving that that rope to other board games.
I think they could do it because what was it, Battleship? But that didn't really succeed. Yeah, that didn't really do too well. I forgot. But you can do it. You know, chutes and ladders. You can, you can find a way. Connect Four. I want to know how they'll do it, and I'm pretty sure it's just they can find a way. To be honest, their whole like ending. Or the last movie or something should be Candyland. Yeah. That it should be Candyland. Like that's the final phase. And you're actually in a Candyland. Like they have to go.
Yeah.
So, but Twisters, man. Or the game Twister.
Oh, the game Twister, yeah.
Make a movie out of that. Cause when you have to touch or something, you have to something may pop out or something. I don't know. In fact, you can make a horror movie out of Twister, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I know you like this movie. I know you're ready for this one. You've been waiting for this ever since. Because, when you make a movie in Berkeley, or you say that San Francisco is the cause of it, apparently that could kick off a whole franchise.
I'm wondering how many years has passed for this one.
I don't know, man. At this point, I'm just like, are they just building up to this the original Planets of the Apes movie?
Yes, because that's what it looks like. And it's just like, if that's the case, why?
It's taking a while.
If that's the case, then we already know what it's going to be like. We already know that the apes are going to rule the planet. And there's going to be no humans there. All humans are going to be captured. So it's like, there's really no hope for the human world.
What if this Planet of the Apes movie is really not really just like trying to tell people like just think about this. Like the whole reason of Planet of the Apes is not really to tell you animals could potentially take over. Mm-hmm. I think it's because this is a metaphor for that. Black people can take over and it's game over.
I mean, I guess who's in charge of that movie. It depends on who's in charge of that movie, but I think it's more of a metaphor. I mean, they've been doing it for years. Movies just stop doing science, scientific stuff on animals and all the other stuff. Trying to be God, basically.
With this whole Planets of the Apes, and I'm like, man, whenever I see like Planets of the Apes, I'm like, again,
another one. I already knew they were going to lead up to that, so I knew there were more movies coming, and I think this one may end up being the last one.
Is it gonna be the last?
Because unless they're gonna do another remake of the original Planet of the Apes, where because the original Planet of the Apes, you come to find out, they've been on Earth this whole time. They took over Earth years ago, and I think this movie pretty much is gonna already tell us, well, humans is not going to win, no matter how much it's showing on this trailer that he's trying to save humans. The humans is not going to win, so what's the point of this movie? I mean, I'm still probably going to watch it anyway, just because I'm hoping. The only thing that I'm hoping is that they're going to send like a human out to space, and then whatever, have a whole I guess life or whatever outside of another world or something. Then that'll start it all over from like the original movie.
I
wonder how long. I wonder how long it has been, because I don't think this is Caesar.
He died.
Because one of the apes was like, there was a time that apes and humans lived together. It was just like, how long ago was this? How long ago has passed?
Yeah, you talking about the zoo?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, how long ago has time passed for it to be already be like a myth that apes and human had lived together at once?
Exactly. His plan is to age. AIDS are running wild.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll see that, all that and stuff. And other than that, you ready for X-Men 97? 1997?
I'm conflicted on this one. Because I didn't get goosebumps, even though I heard the music, I didn't get goosebumps.
You wanted to get goosebumps. You wanted to get excited, but you were like, nah, something's off.
Yeah.
The whole time, I'm like, not quite right.
Something is not right now. I think it's the animation of it. I'm just like, I'm not feeling it too much. I understand it. And they're trying to make it look like, back in 97 or back in the 90s. But it's just not. It was just something off, and I was like, man,
I finished
the trailer, and I was like, I didn't get no goosebumps, even if I'm hearing the music.
The thing is, I the animation did not, faze me, because I knew, with technology and now and stuff, it's just, what takes long, usually before it used to be like, doing animation takes a while, but now what takes a while is copyright. Yes. That's taking long.
Yes.
But with technology, I was like, no, this makes sense. It's just, I felt like the vibe, the feel of it was like, no, because, 92, the original X-Men was, edgy, of the time. Yes, so you need to bring that time and just, if you bring that time and just have it with this animation, no matter how bad or how close you try to get to the animation, you bring that whole environment, you're going to get. Because I want to see evil, Wolverine, but like mean Wolverine. I want to see him like, not taking the crap. Like, they all looked like they were cooperating with each other, which I was like, there was confliction between them.
Yeah. But it was just, and I guess, but the only memes that I kept seeing pop up is the whole Rogue thing. I'm like, yo, people were just like, yo, they just took away Rogue's BBL. And I'm just like, come on. Oh my God, that was the only meme from X-Men 97 I kept seeing on my feed. I was just like, yo. If that's the only thing you guys care about? Oh my God. Man. And then I watched the trailer and I was just like, okay. I was like, okay, I guess. But for people to really point that out, I'm just like, wow. I mean, because like you said, it was a little edgy and it was a little, they didn't care too much back then. So.
You saying they're going insane? What are these memes, man?
Yes, the memes is just crazy.
Oh, I have to find this. Oh man, but yeah, I asked all my friend. I asked one friend. I said, "Are you ready for X-Men 97?" He was like, "No." I said, "But." Oh man! And then something about Magneto was over it, and I was like, "This is gonna be good." And like, I thought he was gonna lead the team, but he's like, "I'm just here for the real estate." And I'm like, "What?"
Wow.
Okay. And then like, Cyclops, like finally, like someone in the comment was like, "Finally, Cyclops is the team leader." I was like, where have you been when you know the whole thing about this with Cyclops being leader, that it doesn't go well. Like, it just doesn't do well. You know how many times they got rid of Xavier in the comics and stuff, and then they brought him back because it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. But we have Jubilee, which I don't know why. I mean, it's in the cartoon you need to have Jubilee, but in the movies we can do without her.
Yeah, the movie version that they made of her, they can do without her.
We get to see big old bees. We get to see, oh, this is the one that really made me angry, was like, but I was like, okay, I'll deal with a change. It's when Gambit got on the back of Wolverine. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, Wolverine's like 5'4". Why are you on his back?
Yeah, and the Wolverine will never have you on his, or
yeah, he's not having you on his back. Like, yo, that was just.
I feel like it would be a rejection. Like, you know, like if it's 92, they'll be like, it'll be like Gambit, like, Wolverine, let me get on your back, and he'll be like, watch it, bub. Exactly. It wouldn't happen.
It would not happen. No.
Yeah. But for that to happen, and then when he did it on the knife with his with his blades and stuff, it's like, what the? It's like a glowing. I was like, glowing blades. What is this? That he's like cyclone or something. What is going on?
I have no idea.
But yeah, it's 97.
Yep. I mean, I guess I'll have to go back and watch the original X-Men and then try to give the 97 a shot.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm not too happy about it, but let's just see where it goes.
Now we wait for the movie that may be the only interesting movie out of the whole year.
Yes.
Because the commercial... the trailer for it was indeed funny, and he was pointing out some jokes. So
yes,
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes, I'm actually excited for.
Yeah, than
Quiet Place, but just.
I mean, I feel like some people on the comment were like, "Do you think it's gonna be able to redeem Marvel MCU?" And I'm like, no. You need a lot more to redeem it. Yes,
but this gives
a chance to reboot.
Yes, because they already pretty much rebooted with the Fantastic Four casting. So
yeah,
this gives them a chance.
Who are they casting for Fantastic Four?
Oh yeah, for Fantastic Four, I don't think they casted Doom yet, Doctor Doom yet. But the Fantastic Four, they casted Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Okay.
Let me see. Fantastic Four cast. You got a. Hold on. Okay.
Why is Pedro Pascal Mr. Fantastic? He's more of a like. What would you do for
Pedro? I see him more as Mr. Fantastic. I can see him do that.
Okay.
Because he's too old to be Johnny Storm. And he's not.
I don't think he should be in Fantastic Four or so. What?
Eben Bachra, I guess he's the thing.
Okay.
And Vanessa Kirby is Sue and Storm, and Joseph Quinn, Stranger Things, is Johnny Storm. So
okay, who's Vanessa Kirby? What is she?
Vanessa Kirby. She was in. I've seen her before.
She was in Hob and Shop. Oh, I think I know who. She might be.
I don't remember her in there. That movie kind of blur for me.
But it was a part of the year where it was hella movies out.
Man, yeah, that was just another movie. It was just like, okay, I'm just gonna enjoy it for the stupidity of it.
Wow, Fantastic Four. Are you ready for that three movie? Right there.
I mean, like I said, if Deadpool does something, the Fantastic Four and potential X-Men movie, this is the start off. They can go off of this because he's going into the TVA for Deadpool, and you know, pretty much they can reboot everything there, and everything can start from there. Because I remember hearing about that Deadpool could be the, you know, what the Flash was supposed to be, Flashpoint was supposed to be for DCU, that Deadpool can end up doing this for the MCU. MCU has to get it right this time, if that's the case. Because I have lost a lot of faith of the MCU, especially now after Echo.
And, I mean, it's just... But hopefully, for Deadpool, hopefully it just does a reboot.
Yes, yes, it reboots everything. And, oh, and I already called it, and that Madam Web was going to be horrible.
Oh.
They said it was worse than Morbius.
Morbius was a good movie. I loved it.
Worse than Morbius? I knew we didn't ask for this movie, but man.
Well, then, here, let me go down some line of movies where I'm going to go and say some movies, and you let me know if you're ready for it. They're all out of order, but, you know.
Okay.
Let's just see. What do you think? These are some movies that I don't know if they've been confirmed. Some has been confirmed. Some may be rumor, and some is probably just maybe just fans hoping. But let's go with the first one, because I saw a whole list right here, so I'm just going to go and name it all. Okay. Captain America. Brave New World. Are you ready for that movie?
I don't know.
I think I hit you with a big one because it's Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, as Anthony Mackie is Captain America.
Hey, but you like Captain America Civil War, so you love some Mackie.
Yeah, I love. I didn't care for him in that, but I did like the Falcon and Winter Soldier. That was a decent show. So, I don't know.
Are you ready for Captain America? Are you ready for that?
Brave New World. I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Avengers Kang Dynasty. I don't know about that. I mean, unless they replace it with someone else. It still has to be a Black Kang, but.
Yeah, they're replacing, so they're looking for somebody.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Jonathan Major is gonna spend a year in prison.
They have the writer for Loki doing it, so story should be good. Just we gotta figure out who the actor is. But who knows?
Thunderbolts, is that gonna get made?
That's if it's gonna get made. Because I was interested in it. Because the character that want to happen here, but a couple of people already dropped out, so I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it cast wise? Cast?
Two cast. Two main cast members dropped out. Steven Young and the black chick from The Bear. They both, after they won their Academy Award, now their schedule got pretty hectic. So, or the Emmy Awards, their schedule got pretty hectic. So they had to drop out.
Got it. Blade. If that ever is going to get made.
It's getting pushed back way too much. I have no faith in that. I was excited, but now I don't know. Way too much going on.
Avengers Secret War? Well, that's the one that's supposed to be after, like the year after for Avengers Kang Dynasty. But Secret Wars.
Secret Wars, I mean, if they do it right, I'm excited. But Marvel MCU ain't been on a good track.
Impossible. We don't care for that. Let's move over to DC real quick. Well, it's just gonna be out of order, so I'll be done with DC to Marvel stuff. But Batman Part 2.
I guess so. Robert Pattinson. Batman.
Also,
I know that's a Spider-Man spinoff. I'm good. Nah, another one of the characters they don't Kraven. Need. I don't need Kraven the Hunter. No. That's the movie I was trying to think of when they just showed the preview for what was it? They showed the preview for Wicked at the Super Bowl, and I'm like, yo, don't come out.
Wicked. It's like, why?
But that don't come out until what, Thanksgiving? And I'm like, why are you showing this now? And that's what I was trying to think. I was like, there was another movie that they showed that doesn't come out until like a year later, and it's Craven.
Why they show Wicked and it's a black woman, and you're like, wait a minute, it's a white woman. Make that correct. Don't be putting on black woman as that the Wicked Witch of the, what, the West or the East or something.
Yeah, the Wicked Witch of the West.
If y'all stop this, you know it's a white lady. Yeah, you know, yeah, make it that
good,
way.
She's a good actress, but
she's a good she's good. But I wouldn't cast her as the Wicked Witch or whatever the green. Like, that's the Green Witch in Oz. That's like whatever. Like, get out of here.
Yeah,
they made her black. What's the Gladiator 2?
Gladiator 2. Oh yeah, I did hear about that. I heard about Gladiator 2.
Are you ready for Avatar 3? Because I ain't ready for Avatar 2. I don't see it.
I'm not gonna. I don't think I'm even gonna watch these movies, to be honest with you.
You said what?
I don't think I'm gonna watch these movies. It's just gonna be the same thing. What is this gonna be? Now this is gonna be Skypiea.
What about?
Yeah, Avatar 3 is going to be Skypiea. Everything will happen in the sky.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus, man. Oh, they're going to be flying. But what about the jesters? Isn't the that... Jesters. Wait.
The jesters.
Sorry. I'm looking at something else. No, that's an actual... horror mystery and stuff. That's another movie or something. That's sorry. Okay. I thought, because looking at the little Joker face, I thought it was like Joker 2, because I heard about Joker 2 coming, but this is something else.
Joker 2 is coming. But apparently it's supposed to be a musical. So I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not happy about
that
at all.
Man. I, you know, looking at all movies coming out and, 2024, there's just not any good movie coming. I mean, what, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga? I don't know what that is, but that's probably.
Oh yeah, that's if you ever seen Mad Max, Fury, Charlie Theron's character.
Oh,
that's her character.
Is she still playing it?
Well, no, it's a younger version. It's
younger version. Trash.
How she came up in that world. So
trash.
I'll give that a shot because I did like Mad Max Fury.
Yeah, Godzilla versus Kong, or are they teaming up or something?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Does
I still want to watch Godzilla minus one because I heard so many great reviews about that one.
Of course, the Joker, but like, it's a musical.
not happy, but we'll give it a shot, hoping they will surprise me with it.
Yeah, there's a Garfield movie. It has Samuel L. Jackson in it.
but it's too family friendly for him to be in it. Though.
This movie called If, but it's by John.
John Krasinski. He's the dude that did all the Quiet Place movies.
Yeah. Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse Part 2.
Yeah, that one I'm looking forward to. I like Part 1. So those have been good so far.
Yeah. Inside Out 2.
I did see Inside Out. No, I'm not. I don't know. I mean, I should probably still watch it with my niece and nephew are going. I'm going to watch it, so I'll watch it with them.
I don't know. Someone put this, but I don't believe it. Someone put Venom 3. I said, ain't nobody.
I think I heard about that. It just, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Beetlejuice, which is a long time to get a sequel, but I'm going to see it.
I'm going to watch it. So Tim Burton going back to directing it, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Apparently Mortal Kombat 2.
Mortal Kombat 2, I heard. So see if they can right their wrong from the first one.
Yeah.
See if they can actually get more in depth.
Yeah. Mufasa, I don't.
I heard about that one. So
look, man.
If it's the same people that did the CGI Lion King, I don't want it.
Bro, they trying to pull a Lion King in 1.5 again. You remember that? When it came out, it was like Lion King, 1.5. I was like, why?
Yes, yes, I remember that.
This is a failed marketing attempt. You need to
stop. I was like, what are they doing? What's going on with this? What's like? I was so confused when I saw that. I had never seen a movie other than Naked Gun 1.33 or whatever. I ain't never seen like a 1.5 or 1.5. I'm just like, yo, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Exactly. Bioshock, apparently that's having a movie.
Oh yeah. So if it's CGI animated, I'm for it. But live action, I'm scared. Because Last of Us is giving a lot of people confidence trying to do live action stuff off of video games. It's not gonna work for everything,
bro. They're gonna try to get Saint Rome movie. It's gonna be Grand Theft Auto movie. Gonna be Cyberpunk movie. Yes. They're gonna try to do
Did Cyberpunk animated.
Wait, what about Fallout? Isn't that a movie out?
That's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, Fallout.
So that's why I was like, I'm a little scared on that one. I don't really. I think we talked about that one, actually. I think we talked about the Fallout movie. Yeah. Oh, no, it's a TV show, I think. I think the TV series. I think it's coming out on Paramount Plus, I believe.
It's something.
Yeah. Bioshock. I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, I know people are looking for Mass Effect. They would like to see Mass Effect TV show or movie.
And then Sesame Street, a comedy, family, musical, something. I don't know. I just saw it there. Just part of thing. That's something.
Okay.
I think it's a bunch of other movies stuff. But nothing else. Of course, Twisters.
Twisters.
Is this still going to be something? Because, talking about video games, this one, Borderlands.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the other one I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of the other game, but I couldn't put my mind to it. But, yeah, Borderlands is supposed to be another project you're supposed to be working on.
Oh, this one. I forgot about this one. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, they're doing another Ghostbusters movie.
I was like, again?
Yeah, I still have to see that Afterlife one. Because I heard the Afterlife one actually wasn't that bad. So,
Dune Part 2, which at least Zendaya has some lines. Her face just like, duh. I was like, what is going on? Is she gonna say something? Yeah. The movie's done. Wow, how much did she get paid? I need to know.
Well, I mean, after Euphoria, she got paid for that part one.
She got paid hella money just to looking and stuff.
Yep,
but yeah, so that's pretty much all that dandy. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I mean, there's other movies and stuff, but we'll get on to that another time. But any other last words, Blurdog, before we wrap this up?
Nope, just as usual, everyone, take care of yourself, take care of each other, take care of your mental, and be good out there and be safe.
All right, same here, and take care of your mental so you're prepared for X-Men 97 it's gonna come your way. It's gonna go a curveball and we're gonna have to be like, none of this was happening in 1997, so y'all messed up the timeline. So take care, bye bye.
All right, peace out.